For some odd reason, the major driver of climate is that great ball of heat in the sky, which we call the sun. You heard it here first. It's really quite unusual. And we change our distance from the sun. Every 100,000 years, our orbit changes from elliptical to circular. And we have a cycle of 90,000 years of cold and 10,000 years of warm. We're in one of those warm cycles now. And every 43,000 years, the axis of the Earth changes a little bit. And every 21,000 years, we get a bit of a wobble. Each of those orbital events put us further from the sun. Every now and then, we get bombarded by cosmic rays coming from a supernova eruption somewhere out there. And if the sun's magnetic field cannot drive these away, we start to form low-level clouds. We've got extremely good evidence that this process has been going on for a very long period of time. Every now and then, continents start to move, and they move at very rapid rates. They move about this much every year. And at one time, a continent can be over a pole. At another time, it can be at the equator. Those moving continents change the major heat balance on the Earth. And that's the ocean currents. The oceans carry far more heat than the atmosphere. Every now and then, because of major geological processes, we'll get a great bulge on the ocean floor of new volcanic rock. That changes ocean currents. Every year, we have 10,000 cubic kilometres of seawater that goes through new volcanic rocks in the ocean floor. That exchanges heat.